How do you watch television when you're blind? In the United States, audio description has been available for decades and is now on TV in the UK, Canada and New Zealand, but not here in Australia. A government working group is now looking into it, but the commercial TV industry says a range of technical and cost issues makes it a difficult proposition. David Cody reports.
Imagine you get home and turn on the television and you hear this.
Katniss makes her way through thick green vegetation. Bow and arrow at the ready, she walks over a fallen tree suspended over the forest floor.
The movie The Hunger Games is on. It may sound strange, but it would be a dream come true for more than 350,000 Australians who are blind or have low vision. Bruce Maguire is Vision Australia's lead policy advisor, and he was born blind. He's watching a scene from Australian crocodile horror film Rogue.
The buffalo lowers its head to drink. Crocodile's jaws.
What's that like for you? Do you feel you're getting the full experience of this movie?
Well, I'm certainly getting a much fuller experience than I was from just listening to the original audio.
He argues that broadcasters are putting economics above human rights.
Without access to television programs, not only are we, as people who are blind or have low vision, denied an opportunity to participate in, you know, recreational activities, but we're also denied the opportunity to be part of that general sort of cultural and social exchange.
The government's forming a working group to look at expanding the availability of audio description. Despite the technology being available overseas for decades, there's no such content on free-to-air or Foxtel. Streaming service Netflix does have some. This is the 2015 Star Wars film The Force Awakens.
They swarm into the dusty village, decimating many of its defenders. The droid struggles to keep up as its master runs across hills of sand.
Come on, BB-8, hurry!
The ABC has done two trials of audio description in the past 5 years, the most recent on the iView service. In its report, the ABC said it had to work with providers to improve the quality of the scripts. And it said any move to introduce audio descriptive services would have budgetary implications for broadcasters in a constrained financial environment. In a statement, the body representing commercial, free-to-air broadcasters, Free TV, said there are a range of technical, operational and cost-related issues that impact on the viability of making audio description services widely available. While Foxtel said it understands the importance of offering an accessible service and agrees with the need for further research and consultation on the issue. Australia's Disability Discrimination Commissioner, Alastair McEwen, is deaf. In a submission to a Senate committee, the Australian Human Rights Commission called for legislative changes forcing audio description on no less than 10% of all television content.
Blind people, like anyone with a disability, have the right to information on the same basis as anyone else. And if that means it needs to be provided in a different format, then that is what human rights are all about.
Bruce Maguire is heading off any push to constrain audio description to streaming services, pointing out that television is becoming increasingly visual.
Free-to-air television will be the dominant form of television for many people for quite a long time to come.
He still holds hope of a television future where it's not only seeing that's believing. The government set to receive the findings of the Audio Description Working Group by the end of the year.
David Cody.